Mr. Daniel Chapu, Frelimo's candidate, has been announced by Reverend Carlos Martin, who is the head of the National Election Commission here in Mozambique. Frelimo got like 70% of the vote, and in second place comes Venancio Mondlane, who is a candidate supported by a party called Podemos, while Renamo comes on the third place. And while Frelimo members, the Frelimo supporters are celebrating, those who support opposition, those who support Venancio Mondlane, they keep their initial complaints that the elections were rigged. And we have information that they'll keep protesting until they see justice in the process.
So there has been tensions, Amancio, around the country all week in anticipation of the results you just mentioned. Now that the results have been announced, you are there. Are things calming down?
No, things are not really calming down. And at the same time, today, this morning here in Maputo, even in the posh areas, most businesses were closed. Some banks, they opened until noon. Even restaurants, cafes, and other kind of business, they were all closed because people fear that when people go on the street complaining, they might destroy some infrastructure. So the situation is not improving, and some analysts are saying that actually the situation can even worsen. At the same time, you hear business people are complaining that these protests are already damaging and already weak economy.
Any word from opposition presidential candidate Venancio Mondlane, who has called for nationwide protests, alleging that the governing Frelimo party has rigged the election?
They keep the same position, that the Frelimo party rigged the election. We haven't heard, since the results were announced, any position from or anything different from Venancio Mondlane. You should also remember that Venancio Mondlane was busy in the last 2 days in the burial of his two member parties who were murdered here in Maputo.
How about the ruling party's candidate, Daniel Chapo? Did he officially make any statements on his victory?
Not yet, but we have information that the Frelimo party members, they get together in some places to celebrate while they were listening to the results. So they're in a different mood. There's not yet an official statement from the candidate.
And one thing, Anancio, Renamo, which had been the official opposition party, but whose candidate came third this time around, how did that come about?
They lost. The people of Renamo, they lost confidence from supporters, with people suspecting that they are not complaining enough in issues related to the country, saying that the Renamo members in parliament, they were not making their voice heard when it comes to major issues in the country. And there came this new candidate, Venancio Mondlane, who was coming with issues related to the young people, and that's why he got many supporters, especially in the city. And Renamo now is the third most important party in the country. They used to be leading the opposition for the last 20 years. Mozambique started this democratic elections in 1994, and now they're no longer the leading opposition party, a position now taken by Podemos with their candidate, Venancio Mondlane.